We sped past a hospital that was built recently and is attached to the entrance of our neighborhood. We didn't know if they had set up their insurance options yet. We were just a turn away from the freestanding ER when my husband asked if we should do urgent care instead. My emotions high, I told him I didn't know where the closest urgent care was, or whether it took our insurance. We pulled into the ER. I'm a young mom, and while I've read that head wounds bleed the most, it's pretty dramatic to see blood gushing from your kiddo's head. As the final minute before bedtime when I asked our 5-year-old to help me search for his beloved stuffed animal that I seemed to be on the hunt for on the daily. As he huffily climbed down his new bunk bed stairs, his foot slipped off a rung and he flew, headfirst, onto his sister's wooden bed frame. My husband and I, still at the door, rushed to pick him up as he screamed. In a second, blood was everywhere, even as my husband plugged the wound with his fingers and I grabbed clothes to press on it. I barked at my daughter to get her grandma and ran to get shoes. We were in the car in a few minutes. My husband fastened the seatbelt around him and our son, still holding a towel to his head, and telling me not to drive like a crazy person. I plead the fifth. A chill nurse greeted me as I ran in holding my shoeless son. "He looks fine," he said. As I handed my son to my husband and gave the nurse our information, my son quietly said, "I'm sorry, guys." Because of COVID, only I could carry him into the back. He ended up falling asleep after they checked us in, his wound still dripping blood that I kept dabbing with a kitchen rag. The rooms were cold. I took my sweater off to drape over his torso and was glad that I was somewhat decent underneath. I worried about him. I worried about being in an ER during the pandemic. And I worried if getting help there was the right choice. The doctor came in, took a look at my son, inhaled, and said, "Oh yeah, that'll need some stitches." It feels very wrong to worry about money in a situation like this, but that's how we've come to approach healthcare in America. Go for help and try to make it work when the bills come. Or, in a lot of cases, don't go for help. Life has that saying that it's all about death and taxes. My suspicion is the man who coined that phrase probably still believed in the use of leeches and probably died before he got any bills for that procedure. Now it's death, taxes, and health insurance. I know we'll be getting bills like Harry Potter got his Hogwarts admission letter, a stream of them spitting into our house daily. They just keep coming. You really never know the final tally. The next day, my son was as fine as only a small, boisterous kid can be, which is to say jumping around and needing me to lecture him on how he could tear stitches on his face as he stretched with laughter. The kind doctor who sewed up my son, I'd seen him before. Last year, when we went to the ER, when my typically stoic daughter began screaming like a banshee due to stomach pain we couldn't identify or ease. "This'll be one more bill," I thought as he walked in this time. He's not in our network. From my so-called millennial life, I'm Cassie McClure.